Welcome back to the Redbeard Outdoors Podcast. I'm Jonathan, your host, and here at Redbeard Outdoors, I talk about faith, family, fitness, and the outdoors. On Tuesdays like today, we've got Tinkering Tuesday. And on Tinkering Tuesday, I go over gear that I use on a day-to-day basis, gear that I use for archery, gear that I use for fitness, some nutritional aspects as well of gear, quote-unquote, but things that you use with your nutrition, with tracking, tools, etc. So tinkering in that way, tinkering with your mindset every once in a while. Right now we are gear heavy because we want to talk about getting ready for hunting season. Maybe some of you are going out for bears or turkeys. Maybe you are gearing up for the fall. Whatever it may be, we're talking about gear. So today I'm going to talk about that. On Saturdays we have guests that we bring on to the podcast that they're more full-length episodes, hour to an hour and a half, where we get to talk about their stories, things that they've accomplished that they want to share with you guys. I bring them on, either someone has an awesome story to tell or they're experts in their field and something we can all learn from. I record those conversations and share them with you guys. And then every other Thursday for the rest of 2024, we're going to be doing Y1PO, Y First Form Outdoors, where we bring someone on outside of myself, someone that has used First Form products, someone that is in the First Form Outdoors community and wants to talk to you and bring you their story, because everyone's got different experiences. We've had people on that don't necessarily hunt, don't fish. They just enjoy the outdoors. We have other people that are amazing and literally professionals at angling, people that have been hunting for years longer than I have. That I get to learn from, and they get to share their different experiences as to why they enjoy First Form and First Form Outdoors. So with all of that being said, today is Tinkering Tuesday. You tuned in today to check out a gear review. Before we hop into the gear that I've got for you today, because we're going to talk about the, if you're into CrossFit, the Rogue Invitational, the CrossFit Games shoe of choice, the partnership that they've got with a partner of the show, for me as well, and why it's the best shoe for training, in my opinion, if you're looking for an upgraded shoe for your weightlifting, for your outdoors, etc. So before we get into that, guys, I do want to remind you, if you're listening to this in April, we have the Dark Energy giveaway, where I'm giving away three products from Dark Energy, hundreds of dollars worth of gear from them to you, to one lucky winner. Check out the link down below so you know how to get entered. If it's not April anymore, still, go over to the Instagram. There is a review for you or a giveaway for you, because I'm doing a giveaway at least once every single month for the rest of the year so that I can give back to you. Thank you so much. With that being said, this right here, guys, the Ballistic Trainer. Now, this one's a little beat up. It's not brand new right out the box because I use it for my training. There you go. There's kind of an all-around view of it. The GORUCK Ballistic Trainer. I absolutely love this shoe for my weight training, for training outdoors. It's great for rucking as well. I personally use my McCalls for rucking, or the, if you want to check out the McCall review, definitely check that one out. I've done a couple of those because that is my favorite overall shoe. But this one right here is amazing for weightlifting. I use this for my weight training. And again, I know people that have used this for long rucks, as long as it was on the pavement, because there's not the tread on this like there is on the McCall. But these are fantastic for your weight training. So this right here, I'm going to go over some of the specifics in a minute. But first, I'm going to tell you my experience with it here. I have a little bit of a wider foot, so it's hard for me to find a good shoe that will fit my wide toe box, also give me the support that I need. And not necessarily have that. Sometimes if you're into maybe powerlifting or heavy lifting like that, you want that higher heel to help with your squats, etc. I'm more into the functional movement and don't necessarily focus on just the heavy lifting. So I don't focus on having that higher heel. This has a good drop in it where it's not the neutral shoe, excuse me, where you could possibly strain your Achilles or something like that if you're doing deep squats. But it's also not that high heel. So with that being said, there are so many different colors. These are the all black Ballistic Trainers. They look fantastic. We'll go over some of the materials here. The shoelaces are great. I've had some people ask me about the McCalls with the speed laces, if they come untied. I've never had those come untied. These as well, never had these come untied while I'm training or loosening up on me. They do a great job. So I love the clean look. We'll just go start with the aesthetics. The clean look of these shoes in all of the different color variations, because there are many different color variations. In all of them, they are super clean. I love this all blacked out look. Even the arrowhead right here, which of course, you know, I'm into archery, but I love GORUCK's symbol there and right there on the heel. But short of that, it's not like plastered with their symbol all over the place. And then of course here up underneath. So it's not something that is just plastered with GORUCK written all over it or any of that. If you're into something similar to like what I enjoy, where it's a little bit more simple, the design is simple, and you can just tell just by the way the shoe is that that is a GORUCK shoe. Absolutely like that clean aesthetic. Also, the material here is a Cordura. Now I'm going to look here on the site so I don't get that wrong. It is the, let's see. So it's got two panels of 1680D Cordura ballistic nylon is what they're naming it, which basically is a super tough Cordura nylon. So it's not waterproof, but it's breathable. And again, I absolutely love the durability. I have a little bit wider toe and I don't feel any rubbing here on the pinky area. I don't have any holes in it whatsoever. And I've been using these. This particular pair I've had for over a year now and really enjoy them. So again, breathable, flexible where it needs to be flexible, but also it has the, going into a little bit more of the specifics on the drop of the shoe. I know I've had quite a few people ask about that. There's an 8mm drop on this shoe. So it's a great just option for you. So you don't, again, have that neutral line where you might feel like you're straining a little bit your calves, your Achilles, whenever you're getting into those deeper squats, doing the more functional movements, maybe some deadlifts, but it's also not a super high heel. So you can feel like you're almost shoeless with your deadlifts and movements such as deadlifting or, you know, straight leg deadlifts, et cetera, squatting. So it's great for not just lifting. You can also run with these. I'm not much of a runner myself, but again, there's a reason why this is the shoe that is the official shoe of the CrossFit Games, the Rogue Invitational, because they can do sprinting with this. They can do lifting with it. They can feel confident. They get the support that they need out of this shoe. Now, something moving up here, I did mention I have a wider foot. And so for this shoe to actually fit my foot is impressive. Now, it's not the widest toe box that they offer, which would be the McCalls. If you've got a super wide foot, go with the McCalls 100%. But this right here is, it will allow your toes to spread out a little bit more than some other trainers that I've had in the past. And again, absolutely love it. So we got the support, we got the durable material here. We've got the clean aesthetics look to it. We've got the wider toe box. And the last thing here, so I do want to read this off the site just so I don't get them wrong. You know, there's three different rubber compounds that form a single rubber outsole. Okay, so you've got the midsole with high rebound. You've got the forefoot, which has cushion but also support, so you can get those explosive movements going on as well. Again, guys, you can see here, I'll flex them here on camera. They're flexible, but it's not like there's no support. And then right here, that midsole definitely has less of a flex and more rebound to it than the forefoot. So absolutely love how they've designed these shoes, guys. Again, aesthetics, functionality, durability. I mean, the fact that I've had these for over a year now, and you can see just a little bit of a heel wear just here on the side right there, but outside of that, it's got great grip. I love these little traction knobbies right here on the side. It just hits all the check marks for me. Now, I'm not a CrossFit athlete, guys, so don't get me wrong on that. I do more functional movements with my training, and I'm not high-level CrossFit competitor. But there's a reason why they've chosen GORUCK for the CrossFit Games, the Rogue Invitational shoe of choice. I wanted to just hop on, and I believe I've done a review on these before. I wanted to give you a follow-up review. And again, just an announcement that these are the CrossFit and Rogue Invitational shoe of choice. So there's a reason for that, guys. People that are definitely more intelligent when it comes to CrossFit and more experienced have chosen this shoe as the shoe that will be used at the Rogue Invitational. So definitely keep an eye on that. I highly recommend that you go and check out the website, all the different color variations if you're in the market for a new training shoe. Excuse me. If you're in the market for a new training shoe, definitely go check it out over at GoRuck. The link will be down below. It will save you 10% and it will also help support us here at the show, me and my family, so that we can make sure that this is taking care of your feet while you are training as well. Also, guys, if you're looking for a shoe that will help get you ready while you're rucking, while you're getting out and putting weight on your back, this is a great shoe for that as well. So if you need one shoe that will do all your training for you, short of going out in the mountain, you can trail run with these if you want. I don't personally recommend them. They are lighter than the McCalls, but they don't have the traction that the McCalls have. So if you want something maybe for rucking, urban rucking, or maybe some beaten down trails and getting into the gym, these would be the shoe of choice, 100%, that I would recommend. Also, if you're looking at getting into CrossFit, these would be great shoes for that. Or if you just want a gym shoe that you can beat up on and have a great warranty, these will be the shoes for you. So with that being said, if you have any questions for me in regards to anything GoRuck related, again, any of the shoes, we've got the Rough Runner, we've got the McCalls, we've got the Ballistic Trainer. If you want to know which rucksack to get, if you want to know about the weight vest, any of the clothing, I absolutely love. Their training shorts, super lightweight. Just all of those things, guys, let me know. More than happy to help you out with that. Shoot me a message over on Instagram, drop a comment down below, or email me, whatever works best for you. But either way, go over and check out GoRuck at the link down below. Save 10% with code REDBEARD10. Have a fantastic rest of your Tuesday, rest of your week. And of course, get out, live your life, and love it.